All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ainge Shah from the Intlakepmuk territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have an awesome show coming up for you. It's on, the subject is on remembering history. And we have our guests coming up as usual. We have Wegedesk, and we have Celia, the president of Minnetonka Park Association. We have Shkwait Shachlach, my brother, and we have Lady Faima coming in. So we're going to start off with one of my favorite groups out of New Zealand, and it's their name of the band is called Shepherd's Rain, and it's the name of the song is Yua Masa'a. So we're going to listen to that and get this show started. So have a listen and enjoy, everyone.
Oh,
All right. We are back. That was Shepherd's Rain, Yua Masa. That was one of my favorite bands out of New Zealand. And yeah, it's all about domestic violence and just trying to get through it and, you know, being able to express your thoughts and get these things out of your system. It's very important. That's what a lot of ceremonies are done for. So we really appreciate the people from New Zealand, the Maori people. It's just a blessing to have them to share some of their incredible culture with us. So we thank them. And we weren't able to get a hold of our brother Wegedus at this time. So we're going to start out the show and we're going to do some deep breaths. And we like to do that as our brother Wegedus has taught us. So we're going to do three deep breaths. We're going to inhale a lot of positivity and just really great thoughts and get our brains prepared and ready for this awesome show. And on our exhale, we're going to get rid of all our negativity and bad thoughts and just try to get rid of that. So on 3, 2, 1. Last one. Let it all go. Yeah. Whew. Wow, that was great. Awesome. So we're going to carry on the show and we're going to get into the subject, remembering history. And it's a great subject that we should all go through. And just remember some of the hardships that we've gone through, and also the world and humanity, for all the wars that we've gone through, and the tragedies and traumas. We should remember all those, because when we don't remember them, we're very prone to repeat them, and that's something we do not want to do. It's just like being able to break a cycle, and in order to break cycles, we have to remember, and we have to make an effort not to forget. It's so important for us to go through these traumas and tragedies that we've gone through and faced, and just remember them, and don't forget them, and, you know, it's very subjective. You know, there are people that, you know, they want to forgive, and it's totally your own personal choice if you do or don't. But the key to this subject is just to remember that history and face it and deal with it. Of course, it's best to get some counseling and work together with somebody that you trust and know, and just strengthen yourselves and be prepared for the future. And preparing for the future is also remembering history. So we'd like you all to join with that and just be prepared for the future and making this place a better, beautiful, wonderful place that it should be. And I just want to thank Magnus and Jesse and Carnivar and Jujul and James, all the staff up here that keep our radio program going and running, so we can share all this information all over the world. And we thank all our listeners from Australia, from Austria, Germany, England, India, Africa, Russia, Ukraine, Japan, wherever you are in this world. We really appreciate you for listening in and joining us with our positive journey towards making this place and world a better place. We all can join in and do it and participate, and it's just a wonderful thing that we're all able to do it live here in the radio station and just reach each other. It's just tremendous technology that we're able to do and carry on through our oral traditions and share them and make that difference in the world. And it's part of our belief is to be the change that we want to see. And I just want to share that with you all and thank you for joining us all. So we're going to carry on with the show and we're going to get on and we're going to hopefully get a hold of the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And we're going to play a song for her from Tame Impala. And the song is called Elephant. And it's a pretty awesome song. So stay tuned, enjoy, and hopefully we'll be with the president of Minnetonka Park Association. So thank you. Enjoy. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. That was Tame Impala. The song was Elephant, and it really reminded me of Celia and her brother zooming down the road in a dune buggy. So we have Celia, the president of Minnetonka Park Association, with us. How are you doing, Celia?
I'm doing well. I'm doing really well, thank you. Yeah, good music. It was energizing.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so we have a subject today, and it's remembering history. And yeah. We'd love to hear your take on that.
Yeah. Remembering history, the other part that I think about with that is remembering history through in a more fulsome, like a more comprehensive, deeper way, because history is usually given by, there's usually people who control what the story is, but when you have, I guess what I'm saying is history can, it requires listening and reaching in for it to be full of integrity. You know, for history to have integrity attached to it, it needs to have more people around the table who are talking about the experiences or what they've learned through the history that is being talked about. And the reason it's important, the thing that automatically came to mind from you was lifelong learning. We can't, as humanity, lifelong learning and growth and making reparations of mistakes made and expanding our own selves and healing can only happen if we remember history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also about learning and listening to the variety of experiences around different histories. So that's what came up for me. What about you?
Well, I was touching on that briefly before, but it you're just reminding me of some of the oral history that I grew up listening to and learning. And sometimes it's very important for us to talk about it orally to those around us, just to pass it on. And when you're telling somebody else, you know, history, it helps you to remember also.
Yeah.
And for me, like when I was growing up and learning from my great uncles, they would tell the same stories over and over every day. Like I would listen to the same stories over and over every day. And and each time it was different. Like it wasn't like there's no script. There was no like written.
So almost like the story has a life of its own.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. And so each time a different uncle would tell the story, and it would be the same story, but in a different way. Just kind of like what we do on our radio program here, where we all have our own perspectives on the subject and issue.
Right.
So it was very dynamic, and it really helped instill some of the history that was spoken to me, not directly, but indirectly. I would hear and listen. I would do other things, and I remember I used to like climb the walls in the barn, feeding birds and whatever, and my uncles would talk, and they would say, you know, we just gotta continue and talking and telling this history and stuff. I believe it was my grandfather that said, like, you know, these children are listening.
Yeah.
You know, they're climbing the walls and everything, but they're listening. And it's true. You know, we all have subconscious ears that record and listen and hear. And that's something that we got to remember and be able to continue, you know, telling the history and stories, oral traditions, because, you know, our children are listening.
Yes.
So.
Thank you for sharing that. It's funny because I didn't mean to interrupt you there. What came to my mind when you were saying it? It's like, oh, I don't think of myself as coming from an oral tradition, but at the same time, that's not true because there is a certain, in my family, there was a lot of retelling of stories as well. And I didn't recognize that until you're talking. It's like, oh, that happened a lot in my family too. And it was very relationship building from between the people telling the story. More personal than a written word in the sense that it's alive in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Is that for you too?
Yeah. It's not only was it like from my old uncles and all that, it was like from my own family too. Similar to what you're talking about, you know, we would discuss things very in depth. Yeah. And I remember sometimes in the evening after supper, you know, we would just go into these big, long discussions and dialogue and talking. And then it was suddenly it was time for bed. Because we didn't grow up with TVs. Even radio was very limited. We'd have a few hours a day and that was it. And then the rest was, we were outside hunting, fishing, doing whatever out in the wilderness. And then we'd be in for supper and the talking. And it was always awesome.
Yeah, that sounds like more integrated approach to living life too. Doing it that way rather than being attached to all our screens and technology all the time, you know.
Like,
technology is not bad necessarily, but when, you know, when it's done for hours and not and getting in the way of human relationships and including story and sharing and all of that. Interesting.
Yeah, it would be, I think it would be great if at least once or twice a week all technology would just break down and then we'd all have to talk to each other.
Well, in the short run, if that started to happen, you know what, we'd all be going like, oh my goodness, what do? I'm at the bus station. I can't look at my phone. What am I going to do? I have to look at a person or look into space or what do I do? Yeah, no, I be careful what you wish for because I know some parts of the world that does happen, right? I do know of people who go on what they call a media fast. And what they mean is they don't. No TV, no cell phone, none of this electric, and just kind of get into a quiet place because it's almost like they need to restart and reset, you know?
Yeah.
So you got a good point there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's a good thing to do. I believe that everybody should do that. Take a media break and unplug and
unplug so you can replug. Replug back into the media, but replug into relationships and including people telling stories of their personal histories, but also how that ties into larger histories as well, you know?
And it's kind of like what we do, you know, when we come to the show and we do this. It's like, you know, we're unplugged from everything else.
Yeah.
We just concentrate right here, right now. We share with each other. We listen. We get some inspiration from our music and just our conversations with each other about these subjects. And this is what connects us all as people. Humanity. As we talk about it, we grow together. We walk together and we make this place more positive and bring that energy and enthusiasm to our listener. And it's just a special time.
Yep. So, it's like a different type of university, the university of human relationships and conversation and all of that, like a different type of learning and university, right? Because I know for sure I've learned a lot in our conversations from you, Wegedeth, Lady Fahima, some of your other, other guests as well. It's really wonderful, and listeners, of course, it's always a privilege and nice to know that we're joining with people out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're in the midst of carrying on oral tradition. And it's just on a global scale, like we have listeners from all over the world. And it's just such a special, special thing. It brings me to the thoughts of like, man, we're so connected here, and our energies are going out into the world and universe, these vibrations that we produce and make. You know, there's nothing that holds it here on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we talk about is energy, and it just like goes into the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
And it's just something that's so wild and amazing and astonishing. And yet here we are, and we get to do it.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I really thank you for joining us live and bringing your take to our subject, and it's just super awesome, wonderful, and I really love your energy and enthusiasm. It's so infectious. I always look forward to it.
We energize each other, don't we? We all need each other.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure and an honor, and I wish everyone out there a beautiful rest of the day.
Yes, well, we thank you for bringing your energy and sharing it with us, and lots of love to you, and have a great week and weekend, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Yes, thank you. Smooth travels and safe journeys, everyone.
Yes, thank you very much. Bye for
Bye
for
now.
All right, that was the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And we're going to carry on with the show, and we're going to get to my brother, Shkwait Shachlech, from Gwaishkina, BC, up in the Nicola Valley. And he always brings a song of the week for us. And this one is from Mendo Dope, We No Give Up. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone.
Okay. It's the mighty mystic, you know, alongside Mendo Dope. Lighter than the air. Bang, 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 bang. Mister, here we come, we no give up. Like a soldier, we hold ya a live up. Give props to Mariganja farmers, where they hold the agro de marijuana. Mr. Herb in the morning, herb in the evening. Mr. No, we don't give up. I'm a farmer, get bigger.
We ain't giving up, been through too much of these hard times. Been in the garden from sunrise till the moon shines. We ain't giving up, still right here on the front line. I'ma stand strong, never back down, this is our time. Real ganja farmers unite, never quitting and we don't stop. Roots are deep in this doja crop, keeping it solid